They cannot understand, they cannot remember anything, and they become very stubborn. At that particular time and period, we had to be very, very, you know, humble, and we had to have lots of tolerance. We required lots of tolerance at that time, because they are not in sense, they are not in control. So they're going to do the act, or they're going to say the words which is going to hurt our feelings, definitely. As a human being, you're not going to like it, but that's how it is. That's how it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to not to utter the word of oof in front of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's up to you. If you serve your parents and if they are happy, then it will be Jannat for you. There is a guarantee that you're going to get entry into the paradise. If your parents are not happy with you, if they are not satisfied with your service, if you hurt your parents, especially your mom, then no matter how many prayers, Hajj, Umrah, Zakat, no matter what our amal you do, if parents are not happy, Allah is not going to look at your amal, your actions. He's going to look at your service towards your parents. Yes, it is obligatory to pray 5 times Salat. I'm not saying you just serve your parents 24/7, don't come to the masjid, don't pray Juma Salat. You serve your parents. No. As in the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the first amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to establish prayer. After that, whatever time left, in that time, the most important and preference you have to give to serve your parents. If they are not happy with you, then no matter how many good amal and actions you have in your book of deeds, Allah will not going to regard it. Allah going to throw into the hellfire because of the disobedience to the parents. That's how important it is. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, very prominent sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ja'a rajulun ila Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faqala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ahaqqu an-nasi bi husni sahabati, that who is the most deserving person among the people for a man, meaning he got so many relatives, he got cousins and nephews and aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, big family. Amongst all those families and relatives, who is most important for his khidmat, for his service, and for his company? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummuk, your mom. Qala summa man, he said, after mom, who is next? He said, Ummuk, your mom. He repeated the question again, summa man, third time. Who is after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in the same manner, Ummuk, your mom. 3 times repeated, emphasizing the importance of the service to the mother alone. In this hadith, the importance and emphasis is given to only one individual, which is mother. So that's why I say Mother's Day is every day, not only once in a year. So much of emphasis in importance given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said 4th time, Summa man ya Rasulullah, I understood mom, what else, what next? Then he said, Qala abuka, your father. The 4th time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that your father. Now all my explaining this, there is no time to go in detail, but the more pain, you know, the mom went through, first of all, caring for 9 months. Very hard, very difficult, right? And then giving birth to you with the full pain and the struggle. And that was a time that she could lose her life. There was a life-saving struggle, the time of birth. Very severe pain, unbearable pain. She gave birth to you with severe pain. And the third, she fed you for 2.5 years. Nowadays they don't feed. Breastfeeding is out of question because of the figure. The more important is figure. I must look, you know, attractive. Even I am mother, but for others, I don't care about my husband. In house, I am in pyjama. I doesn't comb. I doesn't make any makeup, no lipstick required at home. Because he knows his brain is going to run away. He's going to stay here. But when I go out, when I step outside, then I must dress well. I must comb. I must do all the makeup. Why? To attract the others. Unfortunately. So, he said, this is the third time that she is breastfeeding for 2.5 years out of her womb. So this is why Rasulullah emphasized 3 times, Ummuka, Ummuka, Ummuka. One time for carrying you for 9 months, second time for giving you the birth with the painful situation, and third is she deserved because she fed you breastfeeding for 2.5 years. So this is why 3 times mom has more right over the father. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ragima Anfa, Ragima Anfu, Ragima. 3 times a person must be cursed and destroyed and humiliated. Man adraka abwayhi indal kibara ahdu mawkilahuma. فَلَمْ يُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةَ فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةَ وَكَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That whoever found parents, both or one of them, in their old age, and he did not get entry into the Jannah, into the parent, through service to their parents, then he must be destroyed. He is not a good Muslim. He is not the true believer inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that al-jannatu tahta aqdami ummahati, that the jannat, the paradise, is lying under, beneath the feet of your moms. Meaning, if you want to get entry into the paradise, this is the one way that you should serve your mom, and through the service of your mom, Allah will be pleased with you and Allah will grant you entry into the paradise. In one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ridallahi fi ridal walid, that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depend on the pleasure of your father. If your father is happy, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become happy. And if your father is unhappy and is angry with you, disappointed with you, then no matter how many ibadat you are doing, Allah's anger will be descending on that kind of person who is disobedient to his parents. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala narrated very beautiful hadith, my brothers and sisters, to encourage us that how important and how beneficial is to serve our parents. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala said, ma min waladin barrin yanzuru ila walidayhi nazratan rahmatan illa kataballahu lahu bi kulli nazratin حَجَّةً مَبْرُورَةً. He said, if a pious child or son or daughter, righteous, barren, just look at to his parent with the eyes of mercy, نَذْرَةً رَحْمَةً. That is the condition. Understand? نَذْرَةً in the morning, first thing you open your eyes in the morning, you have to look at to your parent, how they are okay. Greet to them, Assalamu alaikum, early morning, right? So nazratan wahidatan, if you just one glance of rahmah and mercy, not with the big eyes, with the eyes, you know, no, but just with the nazratan rahmatan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a hajjatan mabrur, accepted, makbul hajj, just by looking at two parents. Not doing service, not feeding, not clothing, not giving shelter, no. Just looking at to your parents, and this is the reward waiting for you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you a reward of one hajj and mabrur. Sahaba Ibrahim is so simple act and such a great reward. So they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa in nadara kulla yawmin mi'ata marra, qala Allahu akbar. What if a person look at to his parents 100 times a day?
Rasulullah said, if you're looking at his parents, his eyes of mercy 100 times, Allah will grant him the reward of 100 Hajj and Umrah. And then Rasulullah said, Allahu Akbar watiyahu. Allah is great and his treasure is very vast. He doesn't need any shortage in his treasure. So with a good intention, if you are going to serve your parents, then definitely the reward is very great. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born without parents, meaning his father passed away before he was born, and mother passed away at the age of 6, and then from that all the way he was deprived of the parenthood and kindness and mercy of the parents. He was deprived. He was yatim, orphan. So he used to cry when he was coming back from, you know, this long story, at the place called Abwa between Makkah and Medina, when the mother passed away. Ayman was with her, and he was crying at the cover of his mom. He didn't know why they buried into the ground. A small child. He didn't understand this. And with that grief, he lived all the years. So one day he said to his companions that if I don't have this opportunity that to serve my mom, but if today my mom would be alive and I would perform the salat, I already said Allahu Akbar, Takbir Tahrima, and if I hear the voice coming from my house room that my mom is calling me, oh Muhammad, I will break my salat, I will run to my mother and respond to her that please, I am here, what can I do for you? I will not regard about my salat. I can pray my salat later. Right now, when my mom called me, she must be in need of something. I cannot delay her demand or her. I have to respond immediately. So Rasulullah SAW said, I would break my salat. I will run to my mom and ask her what she did for me. That much of respect, this much of honor, and this much of service are required by the sons and daughters towards the parent, and especially towards the mother. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the ahkam and rights of the moms and the dads and serve them accordingly, according to sunnah and mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.